Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And you are in a relationship with someone who's older. It's different than a teacher, for example, when you're coming from a position of not only power, but undue influence on a young mind. Because really, if you look at a 17-year-old is still a child. Very much a child, and mentally, and even in 18, 19, 20. Oscar, shut up.
It's so bad sucks. Over there, Mike. Pony has canceled his trip again.
Yep. Not going.
I can't bring my meds.
This whole thing is one giant fuse. This is one giant fuse. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here. T-shirt.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Now, never you fear. Mike is here. He'll be back with us in a moment. We just wanted to get the show started.
Yes.
Now, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, now in its second decade, serving everywhere across the world in great cities like Mardella Springs, Maryland, Rainbow City, Alabama, Scroon Lake, New York, Grace Bay, Turks and Caicos, Orange, Connecticut, and that's where all the citrus comes from, Oscar. Get yourself a good Connecticut tangerine.
Yummy.
And Vilnius, Lithuania. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air, and we are here. How you been?
I'm great.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking. Happy Thursday, everybody.
This is our
whenever you're listening to this.
Another show in our new studio. It's very, very cool.
Oh, the evolution's beautiful.
Yeah, I love it. It's very nice. Now, we had a story. I think it was when we came back on Tuesday, right?
Well, 4th of July was observed on the 5th, which was Monday.
Yeah, but and then Sunday was the actual 4th.
Fireworks time.
Well, you know, we have a great listener base in Washington, D.C., and every year, every summer, everyone in Washington, D.C. at the same time goes where?
Ocean City.
Go Daddy Ocean, hon. That's right. That's
Ocean.
Right. And they had sort of an eventful 4th of July. I actually got this
for those around you, in the West Coast, and
right.
have never heard of Ocean City, maybe you're new to the show, is the trashiest shore town on the East Coast.
No.
But everybody that goes there swears it's not trashy. It's because they have to go there.
It's really the only option.
It's trashy.
It's not trashy like Myrtle Beach.
No, Myrtle Beach, at least you have warm water and you're honestly, a larger beach town that's a proper beach town.
Ocean City, you
don't have anything except for a sliver of highway and trashy people.
Exactly. It's at the very end of Route 50.
I've been there.
I've been there many times.
Won a trashy weekend there.
Yeah. You won a trashy weekend?
No, I've one or two trashy weekends.
Oh, one or two. Very
yes.
good. Well, they had an incident. We discussed this when we came back on Tuesday, that while they were setting up the big fireworks display, they went off. And I go now to the to this coverage here. This is from Nowcast WGAL Channel 8.
Okay? Nice.
It says, Ocean City, Maryland fireworks explosion sends beachgoers running for cover. In Ocean City, Maryland, beachgoers ran for cover on the 4th of July when a fireworks display detonated early in Ocean City, Maryland. Now, here's the thing that's so bad about this. It was in broad daylight.
Mm.
And that's a waste of fireworks. Mm, mm, it's a horrible thing. Police
also dangerous.
Oh, very dangerous. Police said the explosion happened while employees were setting up for Sunday night's fireworks show. One employee with the company suffered minor injuries, but no one else was hurt. And quote, fire marshals are on the scene and will investigate the cause of the unintentional discharge, says Ocean City Fire Chief Richie Bowers. Now, I could talk to the police chief. I got no real interest in talking to him.
No,
I'd rather
no.
talk to someone who's really got their pulse, their finger on the pulse of the public. And that is, of course, the superintendent of fireworks for Ocean City. And we now go live to the superintendent of fireworks. I believe we have him on Zoom. Superintendent,
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Am I on?
You're on the Mike O'Mara
Show. Can you hear us?
Hi. I can hear, yes.
Okay.
I'm the superintendent of fireworks for Ocean City.
Okay, and I'm sorry that I don't have your name, sir. Can you tell me your name?
Charlie. My full name is Charlie Stu Ang Stabilat.
Oh,
STU.
Yes.
A-N-G-S-T-A-B-A-L-A-C. Stuang Stabilak.
May I call you Charlie?
Yes, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today? Thank you.
Well, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, but in studio right now, it's me, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana.
Hold on a second. What did you say your name was, sir?
Sir, my name is Rob Spiewak.
Spiewak? Like from Washington, D.C.?
S-P-E.
Oh, my God.
W-A-K.
Rob!
Oh,
Rob, it's Charlie!
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 How are you?
Oscar!
Charlie, I thought you were
the Big O and Duke Show!
I thought you were working the Suez!
Oh, my God, it's so good to hear your voice. Hello, boys.
Wait,
how
did you
are
get
you?
Stateside?
Yeah, welcome back from the canal.
Oh, I've been here for a while after they fired me at the shipping company.
That happens. It
oh,
does.
Come on. Like, you know, what am I supposed to be, a magician? It was narrow, okay?
It was narrow.
God, it's ridiculous. But I got a job as soon as I got back, like I always do. I am happy to say that in my 70 years on this planet,
yes,
I have never been unemployed. Not for 1 month continuously. I always get a gig. I always land on my big, super Fred Flintstone's feet.
I'm glad you remembered your birthday, Charlie, because you'll be 71 next month.
71 next month. Thank you for noticing.
I
appreciate that.
Keep on working.
So I get back here, and I decide I'll go down the ocean,
yeah,
which I love. I love the French fries. I love the saltwater
taffy.
What
taffy. Do you always say, Charlie, that Ocean City is restorative?
It's absolutely, it brings me back, baby. It brings me back. And they said, we got a position open.
Right.
We need somebody to manage part of the show that we're going to have for the 4th of July and Memorial Day.
Right.
Memorial
big
Day
responsibility,
was great.
Big responsibility.
It's a big responsibility, and yes, that's why I got to stop being a friend and start putting my supervisor hat on, because
sure,
I'm standing in the warehouse now, and I'd like to report to all the people that might be, you know, concerned about the fireworks that I'm going to give you a tour in a second, Rob.
Okay, good.
Just calm down.
Right.
Safety first.
Yeah.
It's
Rob Spiewak, you calm down.
Charlie, everything is fine.
That's wonderful. I will be giving you a tour of a safe warehouse where we have now stored safely all of the fireworks that the little less than half of the fireworks that went on at the north end of the beach, and then the full show that unfortunately was also canceled down at the south end of the beach.
Now, was that Bayside?
Huh?
Was that on the Bayside?
One was on the ocean side, and one was on...
Which side?
Okay, I know what you're going to say. I've picked up a little bit of an accent.
I know. God, it's like talking to Zelig. Charlie, I think in the past we've seen this with you.
I don't know, and nothing about that.
No, in the past we've noticed you can pick up traits of those around you.
Right.
Yes.
I can.
And
yes.
And this is happening down there?
Yes, it is happening right there.
Before you
not
can
now, Michael. Daddy's doing a bit.
Before you...
Jeez. God, come on. For God's sake. Okay. Hold on just a second. Charlie will be right back with you.
All right. I'm sorry that Charlie has to step away. Did you? It took me a while to pick up on the accent, but now I'm really hearing it.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, he's back. He's back. He's back.
Hi, Charlie.
Back. Yep. Yep.
Charlie.
Back.
Before
back,
we
back,
get
back
to your safety inspection.
Right.
And congratulations on the new gig.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
Thank you.
It's a paid gig?
Well, yes and no. I get housing. I got a room over
okay.
the fire department.
Room and board?
Oh, at the fire department, do you get to take the pole to work?
Yes. How do you know? It's the best part of the gig. Every morning, pancake time.
Is DJ Batman still in business?
DJ Batman rocks.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him, so I don't know if he's gigging or not, but I tell you, if I see him, I'm going to go, we love you, Batman.
All right.
All right. Yes, sirree.
At the firehouse, and is it a firehouse? A technical
Boardwalk fire? Elvis is dead.
Yes, Norman.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Norman is
He ain't with us no more. Unfortunately, he's gone. Mm. That's sad. That's sad. A lot of people that used to be the oddities of Ocean City are dead. Yeah. But anywho, you know, we're just hanging out here, and I'm working the local media, which I guess you guys are sort of a part, even though you're heard around the world.
Sure.
I will give you the, you know, I'm here to assure everyone that fireworks in Ocean City are safe.
That's good.
All right, would you like me to start the tour?
Please.
Because we've got them all safely stored for convenience and accessibility for the next time we have a show.
A like what? For
a show.
Okay, Charles.
All right, I picked up, you know, I spent a lot of time down here as a kid.
What are you eating mostly if you're only getting paid housing? How are you providing for
yourself? I get coupons that come to me. They included that, even though it's not a paid position.
Oh, did you get the summer fun book?
Yeah, you're not
I
union.
I got the summer fun book, but I got better than that. I get freebies. I get freebies from Thrashers. I get all the pizza you can eat. I get English's fried chicken when I want it. And it's
when you what?
When I want.
What about the green turtle?
I don't go to bars.
Did you lose your ID again?
They won't let me in.
Yeah, he lost his ID. He always does this. It's bad.
Yeah. All I know is the last time I went to the beach bar. What's the name of the big one that's got the outside area?
Secrets.
Secrets. And I said, do you have no parking on the dance floor?
It's your favorite.
And I got pissed when they didn't have it.
Yeah, because I remember we went there in the late 80s once, Charlie, and you and I were at Big Peckers. Oh, had a great time.
Oh, Big Peckers is fantastic. I love that place. And, of course, I got friends down here, so I get crabs whenever I want them to. I love those.
If you don't drink, do you ride the rides? Do you go to the Jolly Roger?
I ride the bumper cars. Okay. I like the bumper cars off of the boardwalk. That's one of my faves.
Is that a tough fit for you?
Yeah, a little bit. I kind of sit on top of it with my butt cheeks straddling it, and I put my legs up on front, but I can still steer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, and I touched the bar one time, got a terrible shot.
Don't do that. Do you ever call on that?
Electric, you know, boogie, woogie, woogie.
They didn't have that record either, did they?
Yeah. Hey, my boss is going to get mad at me if I don't start the
tour.
Okay, Charlie, I was going to say, we've got you clear audio, but I can't see you. Is it dark in there? Have we lost
the video? It's dark, but hold on a second. Let me just say this.
Yeah.
That the Ocean City Fireworks Show was going to be one of the...
The what?
The Ocean City Fireworks Show was going to be one of the biggest, best, and I don't know where Charlie got this accent, but... It seems to have taken over right now.
You know where I like to watch the fireworks, Charlie?
Where's that, Rob?
I think you and I did this one year. We went up to the roof of the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum.
Oh, what a great place.
It's
what a great
view.
Place it was. All right. Let me just, it's a little dark, so you'll pardon me. Do you have enough light where you can see my face at least?
Well, barely.
Barely,
it's
barely.
It's very dim. Is there, is there a light in there?
Yeah, I don't have a light. I got a match.
A match?
A match.
I got a match here. Let me just light this here.
Okay, so you got them. Is it one of those waterproof matches?
Wait, I'm stepping up. Let me just kick this out of the way here. Get out of my way right now. Let me move that. All right. Slide that over. I'm going to slide this this circular thing away with my foot. Let me move that, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Here we go.
Okay,
hey, Rob, wake the up, please.
Well, I was waiting for you to light the match, Charles. I was waiting for you to light the match.
You want me to light a match or just move the thing? All right. Let me light the match.
There we go.
There we are. Okay.
Now fantastic. You can move it.
Oh! Oh, no.
You give him one job. One job. Ow. That hurt. God. Do you mean, am I going to have to? We didn't go to rehearsal today. Do you mean I'm going to have to light a goddamn match every time we hear that?
No,
not the way
at all.
It's supposed to work.
Because you told me, or they told me you also had a Zippo lighter.
I have a Zippo lighter because you can't see me. Let me just try
please.
Hold on just a second. What's over here? What do we have here? Oh, ow. Oh, God. damn it!
Charlie, what's going on over there?
I blew my right toe off. Now it's gone. It's clean off.
Oh, not your toe. That's the most important part of your foot.
Yeah, the great
toe. Could you do me a favor? Would you ask Mr. Spiewak if he expects me to light a match or a lighter every single time a firework goes off?
Not at all. Not at all. Because
there's something simmering. Oh, wow, I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
Charlie.
I can't hear you.
The accent's gone.
I've lost my hearing. Oh, God.
Charlie.
I blew my TT off.
Your TT?
Oh, no. God, everything.
Charlie, you got to get out of
there. Ow, 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 ow.
You got to get out of there.
You do have to get out of there, Charlie.
Ow, 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 ow.
Can you see an exit?
Can't see anything. Ow! I can't see anything right now. Jesus. Help me, Ron. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Oh,
stay
boy.
Still, Charlie.
Yes, yeah, stay where
stay
you
still.
Are. Don't move. Don't
there
move.
Are a lot of sparks in here. There are a lot of sparks over my... Oh, and smoke. It smells
walk
like
away
silver
from the sparks.
Oh, God. Oh.
You got see if you can't find a door. Reach around a little bit.
Okay, hold on a second. Ow! Ow! Well, that's it. The leg is gone.
Oh, oh no!
Ow! Ow!
Hop! Oh. It's just a flesh wound.
You'll, hop! You'll be fine.
Oh. Let me just sit down on the floor for a second. Ow! Ow! Oh.
That wasn't a chair.
Oh! My anus is gone.
Your just, what?
My anus is gone.
Just shimmy. Kind of like crab soccer, but with one hand.
Scoot a little bit.
Oh, no, God. A little
bit. You remember crab soccer?
No. Ow. That one hurt, too. Ow.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, it's bouncing off the shed. I told him, geez, no. I told him we shouldn't have put him in a shed.
Oh, God.
You can do it, Charlie.
Yeah,
you can do it.
Yeah, see if you can get to the door. Get to
let
the
me
door.
Pour my. Let me pour. I don't want to do the door yet. Hold on just a all second, right. You bastard. All right, hold on. Just let me pour water.
Okay.
Can you let me catch my breath just a second here? Because right now, let me paint a picture for you. There are burning embers all over the place, and if I just reach out and move this, it might be away from the real. Ow! I lost a nail.
Well, all said, that's not so bad.
I lost a nail.
But a nail's really painful.
Oh, it can
losing a nail is tough.
Oh, the smoke in here is ridiculous.
Yeah, you
just
probably want to get low. Get low.
I know. I'm going to get low. Let me hold on. Uh-huh. What I am dealing with a situation here. This is the same thing that happened on the 4th of July. I just want to, if I move this one, there's a big one over here that I just want to slide away from all the real.
Charlie, are you okay?
I gotta get out of here. Hold on. There's a door in here somewhere. Let me find my way over to it right there. There's the door. Okay. Ow! That went. Let me try this.
Okay. You find
all right.
Me.
Okay. I'll get out of here.
Okay. Come on, Charlie. Just wiggle the handle.
It's locked.
Are you sure it's an exit?
Is it from the outside? Come
there's
on,
only one door, you asses. It's locked.
We're not going to see anything.
This whole thing is one giant fuse. This is one giant fuse. I got to get out of here.
Duck and cover, Charlie.
Oh, my God. Oh,
stop,
God.
Drop, and roll.
Ow.
Ow. Cover your face.
Oh, that was a new T-shirt.
Oh, my God. You sweated clean through it.
Oh, no. Now it burned off my body.
Keep working the door.
Oh, my God. I will. Let me try the door again. Help.
Really?
Help.
Knock on the door.
Let me try it. Help. Help. I'm burning up in here. I got nowhere to go. Help me. Help. Oh, that was a suppository. Oh, my God. Oh, this ain't your father's bottle rocket. Jesus Christ. I am blind. I am blind.
Oh, no.
I cannot see. I'm just trying to get the door open.
Get
the door open. I think I'm losing consciousness.
Oh, no, Charlie. Don't give up. Never say
die. Oh, my God. Sounds like a Van Halen record. Oh, my God. Hot for the teacher. Oh. Ah! Oh, thank God.
Oh, my God.
Take a deep breath,
woo,
man.
Woo.
You do not look good, Charlie.
No.
I got to get out of here right now. I got somewhere to be right away. Oh,
really?
My God.
Where you
got to
be?
I got to go to lunch.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
That Charlie would be goodness. Hitting the closing music, you horrible entertainer. Thank you.
There you go. That was Charlie in Ocean City. When we come back, we're going to have the homepage. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. And he lost a finger and he lost his anus.
He's a trooper.
He is. Brand new t-shirt. Done. We're back after this.
Behold, I have purchased a new blender for my kitchen.
Did you buy it through the Mike O'Mara Show shopping center?
No, I picked it up at a big box store.
You have dishonored yourself by not shopping through the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You have brought shame to our people. Now we must fight. I hope that you have learned a valuable lesson.
From now on, I will do all my shopping through the TMOS shopping center.
Buy something, say something.
Zang.
Hey, you think we could turn the promos down just maybe a teeny weeny little bit? That would be so nice. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, if you're like me, and I pray to God that you aren't, you would rather be caught dead than be seen running around your neighborhood in your nasty old Schvetz. Nobody wants to see that.
No.
But you still don't want to wear stiff, uncomfortable slacks. No, thank you. So, what to do? Public Rec to the rescue. They make leisure wear in your waist and inseam sizes because comfort starts with a better fit. My favorite are their best-selling all-day, everyday pants. They're more stylish than sweatpants and a great alternative to jeans. And they make Oscar... Always hate that part. They make Oscar look so sexy.
It's my favorite part.
Plus, Public Rec has 9 colors to choose from, plus t-shirts, Henleys, polos, and wait for it, the most comfortable shorts ever. Summertime is Public Rec time. Who knew you could look sharp in sweats? Public Rec did, and I love them. Here's what I want you to do. As the world opens back up, make sure you've got clothes that are as flexible as your life is. Public Rec rarely does discounts, but right now, they have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Go to publicrec.com/TMOS to receive 10% off. That's publicrec.com/TMOS for 10% off. Well, how about that? Rob, I'm having a little clock problem here, so you have to give me our current running time.
We just hit 21 minutes.
21. Yes, sirree. All right. That was Charlie, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy to have you along. I am exhausted.
It was Thank early because much. A lot of people don't know that August is National Charlie Month.
It is. It is National Charlie Month.
August 13th, 1940 is his birthday, Mike.
I'm aware of that. I'm so completely discombobulated.
Well,
we used to do those bits like standing on our head.
Well, you think about this, Mike.
It's hard to be Charlie and direct at the same
you
time.
You had us on
work.
This side.
Yes.
You know, trying to ruin the bit. And then you had your son rolling out of the blue trying to ruin the bit.
I mean, it was there were a few things that you know, we planned this a couple of days ago. Yeah. We didn't get to
it yesterday.
Yeah. Because we had Sean Greenwood and then it, but I thought it was very interesting. And you know, the great thing about that bit, I see no end in sight. That we will revisit Charlie at another time.
Anytime there's any sort of moderate disaster, he's on site.
Let's just say, yeah, not the real serious stuff.
No, that's why I said moderate. Yeah.
Right. We don't want that to happen.
There were a few jokes that maybe were cut right before air.
This is true. We could not do that. It's scary. I wanted to get to this, and we have time now, so we can actually do it. I was talking about everybody that I've mentioned this show with Kate Mara, a teacher, to seems to be intrigued. There is something.
I watched 2 episodes last night based on your recommendation.
Nice.
Okay. There's something about it that brings out. I really have to be delicate about this.
All right.
The inner hypocrite in everybody, you know, because you will notice that if you watch this television show, which is make no mistake about it, the story of a teacher grooming a student for a relationship that became sexual,
right,
and how their lives were turned upside down when this happened. And I've actually gotten a lot of feedback from people that have talked about their experiences where they weren't sure. There's a lot of innuendo
out
there.
What subject did she teach?
English.
I think she was an English teacher. Okay. I'm pretty sure she was an English teacher. Seriously. And the thing about it is that I remember, I'm old enough to remember, and I was probably on the air talking about it when the Mary Kay Letourneau story came
down. That was like 96, maybe?
96, she has passed away. I think she got cancer, and I think she passed away. And she had a child with her student, and her student, I think that relationship started when the student was, you know,
yeah, like 14.
A true child, like 13 or 14. Totally inappropriate. Yeah, it was a major scandal.
She pled guilty or pleaded guilty in 1997 with two counts of felony second degree rape of a child. Vili Fulu.
Yeah, he had a, I think like almost a, an Indonesian name or a South Pacific name.
12
Samoan.
Or 13 at the time that the
lead
relationship
singer of Journey.
No, different guy. Different guy. 12 or 13 when the relationship started.
Open arms. But the thing about it, you now, in the time between the biggest story, which was back in the 90s, and now, you have got, it seems like every 6 months or so, something pops. We get them down in Florida all the time. And sometimes they are, they're rarely are they in any way glorified or it's rarely a student that seems to be in high school. A lot of the real straight predator crap.
I chalk up the current stories that come around that are not salacious. And remember, the news cycle is quick now compared to what it was in 96.
Yeah.
It was fast then, but it is instantaneous now.
It is. Yeah. It is.
And for me, like I hear one of these stories, it's always something trashy in Florida. And it's always something like, and I chalk it up to when I'm at my mom's and she's telling me about the latest story of the chupacabra and where that's happening in Latin America. Like it's always the chupacabra and then two meth heads naked in the back of a cab doing what they shouldn't do in Florida.
And chupacabra is like a
is the rat, thing,
huh?
Right? Is that the, no the chupa? Isn't the chupacabra the
it's half
rodent?
Pig, half, yeah.
Oh, okay,
half
I know
wolf.
What you mean.
It's
yeah.
the goat sucker.
The goat sucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pony, turn your microphone level down because that was too loud, and I know you're. Or is Rob controlling the audio? Which is
the sends to you are
which Tweedle? Which Tweedle is doing the audio
Rob.
Today?
Actually, but Pony has control of his audio as well because there is another board in there. So he was the one who chose to pop in at that time.
Yeah, it's fine. I asked him. He's good to go.
Okay,
very good. Just turn down your send, Pony.
So the chupacabra is, I think, maybe in parts of the Everglades. Might be Key West, might be the Keys.
Well, just like the snakehead fish, Mike.
Yes.
Once they get in, they start to repopulate.
Now, why is your mom, though, so fascinated with the chupacabra?
Well, my mom watches trashy television on Univision. It's always Primer Impacto or some other news magazine show.
Does she watch 90 Day Fiancé?
It's like, no, but she probably
Oh,
doesn't.
Wait, this is a totally different animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking
this
of it like
a Bigfoot. Complete, I was thinking of like a rodent. Rodent that's populating like palm tree farms down here in Florida? There's another one that's
I don't know that guy.
It's like a rat combined with a gopher and it's net.
I've seen those.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. And they're big and they're stocky.
Yeah, let me look up.
They're stocky.
Let me look at
Florida,
Everglades.
Super
Everglades.
Rat.
All right, hold on.
There, it's like the African, it's something like Sudanese, I'm not sure.
But don't confuse this if you're driving through the Pine Barrens on the turnpike.
Here it is,
see the
new giant.
Devil.
New giant rodent. There it is. I'm going to hold it up for you. I know you want to show me ads, but you're not going to. Okay. This is a picture of it right here.
Yeah, yeah. And it's look how stocky it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me see what this thing's called.
It looks like a dog.
It's huge.
It almost looks like it should be in a cartoon.
Mike, I think
this is called capybara. Capybara.
The capybara.
Oh, okay.
Capybara.
Yeah.
But it can also, there it is.
Younger cousin of the chupacabra.
Back in 2014, there was an influx of Gambian giant rats.
Gambian.
That's it.
That's the
Gambian.
Same thing?
It's the Gambian rat,
yeah.
I believe.
All right. Makes sense.
But the chupacabra looks like something from the gates of hell.
It's a predator.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's a horrible looking thing.
Big in the Southwest. Also in Latin America.
The chupacabra, or chupacabras, a legendary creature in the folklore, hold on a second, of parts of the Americas, with its first purported sightings. So this is like Bigfoot. Is this not real?
It's not real, but every third month, there's somebody caught a picture of the chupacabra or the carcass. It's always near Ecuador. It's always near Ecuador. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, but it seems to be mythical and unproven, Mike. But the thing
a Texan,
about
hold on, I see you do a dive on this, and now
I'm sorry
how do we
to
get
derail
on,
you.
How do we on teacher love? And
these
now
these are
sudden,
all trashy stories. Like, it's a current affair all over again.
Texan claims she's found the mythical chupacabra. So I'm looking at this story now. It's a picture of a lady holding up what looks to be an evil, satanic animal.
Yeah, you see, the thing about the chupacabra, it looks like it could exist.
It's a mashup.
Yeah, it's like a mammal with a bad attitude.
Phyllis Canyon lived in Africa for 4 years. She's been a hunter all her life and has the mounted heads of a zebra and other exotic animals in her home. Well, isn't that great? But the roadkill she found last month, when's this story? Of course they don't put a date on it. Yeah. Oh, this goes all the way back to 2007.
I've been living this life for years.
Yeah.
There you go. She put it in a freezer to hide it from curious onlookers.
Oh, you see, the thing, though, about a chupacabra, it's no good frozen. You got to eat them fresh.
Okay. All right. So the chupacabra.
They're trashy stories.
They are trashy stories. And yes, go ahead.
And for me, what comes to mind, I guess, in my lifetime was the Joey Buttafuoco story. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, he wasn't a teacher, but he was a local mechanic that worked on your car and your daughter.
I liked when they would, when that story was hot, when some newscasts would call him Joey Buttafuoco.
The Long Island Lolita. I didn't even know what a Lolita was. I had to look that up.
That's a great old movie.
Want to know what we're talking about, you can still see it. It's on Hulu now. It was on FX. It's now on Hulu. American drama miniseries. And it's produced by FX. It premiered on sister streaming service FX on Hulu November 10th, 2020. So it's been out for a while.
Did you know that it was based on a movie?
No, I did not.
And it was a movie that was I think it was like a Sundance movie some years ago that had a initial pretty good reception, but they gave it they gave it demerits for bad character development and an unsatisfactory ending. So the director of the movie actually expanded it into this miniseries, and this has been better received.
Where do you rendezvous if you're a teacher in a miniseries on FX? Like, where is that? Your car? Are you having sex in your car? Like, where are you having? Because when you're a teenager,
I think the first time in the show, it might be the car.
Oh yeah, because but he also don't have your own place.
Yeah, but she talked her way into his house right before they did the college trip. She just showed up.
Oh,
well, she starts tutoring him, and that's how. Set from 2013 to 2014, teacher, terrible name, by the way, too, focuses on Claire Wilson, an English teacher at the fictional Westerbrook High School in Austin, Texas, who engages in an illicit relationship with a 17-year-old student.
Woot.
His name is Eric Walker.
Whoa.
Yeah. The miniseries explores the complexities of the relationship and the consequences for both of them and those around them. So you know, you can watch it and make your own.
Have you finished?
Oh yeah, I killed it in a weekend got back to work.
I'm two episodes in, and I have a question. You mentioned about hypocrisy, and I'm curious because the episode opens with a almost like PSA card that if you're seeing this happen, you know,
it depicts the one thing that I got.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with
you? Yes.
I popped in on the show because I'm a Kate Mara fan.
Sure.
Get in line.
Yeah.
She was on something that I saw, a show that I was, and then I did a dive on what she might be in that's new. And this was the newest offering that she had. And so that's how I discovered it. That's literally how it happened. Nobody recommended it. It just it showed up. But it fascinated me because of both the stigma that it... If you compare, as someone who's in a relationship, this is hard for me to talk about, as you probably can tell.
Yeah.
As someone who's in a relationship with someone much younger than myself, I think the clarity I got on it was, well, it doesn't matter when you are the age of consent and you are in a relationship with someone who's older. It's different than a teacher, for example, when you're coming from a position of not only power, but undue influence on a young mind. Because really, if you look at a 17-year-old is still a child, very much a child, and mentally, and even in 18, 19, 20, Oscar,
Ben,
shut up.
Didn't you meet Carla when she was 19?
Please.
No, I did not.
22. Thank you very much.
She'd already voted.
She'd
already voted. It's
everybody,
fine.
You sound like everybody. Everyone of my
a-hole friends.
You groomed
her to be your third wife,
friends.
And it worked out.
Yeah, you're just like John Derrick. You discovered her and groomed her.
Exactly.
But, no, but the thing I wanted to ask you is it starts out, the first thing you see is that
this I might be blushing right now.
This is going to be...
You see, this is what my first wife did right. This is what my second wife did right. If you do both of those things right, you might be my third.
That was on the chart? Yeah. That's exactly how it happened, I'm sure.
Right.
But it starts out with a very serious, and I believe...
You're going to have to run the time too, Speedwork. So be aware of that.
Okay, we're at 33 minutes now.
All right, so very good.
I was a little disturbed or just I looked askance at the fact that it opened up almost with a PSA, and it either opens or closes with a website you can go to if you see evidence of this happening to report it. And I can understand that being a very valid concern.
Well, I went to the website.
But I want to say
you
this.
You did!
As only two episodes in, and maybe it changes.
You're not going to understand that two episodes in. I didn't. And then I said...
Because
what
it's,
is the,
quite,
the,
it's quite prurient two episodes out. In.
Okay, what's very prurient? Good. They keep showing this PSA graphic at the end and beginning of the show. They do it every show. So I finally said, well, what is this? Because I didn't know. I'm sorry. Call me a rube. But when they said, this show depicts incidences of grooming.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, does that mean they're going to be in the shower? Because I didn't
do
even
they
know
lick
the
each
term.
Other? What,
I didn't,
what are they doing?
I didn't know what the term was. What it was, it depicts scenes of an adult grooming a minor for this relationship. So it was the whole point of view. By the way, there are public service announcements that both the stars do, Kate Mara and the guy that played the kid, who, by the way, was 26 at the time of, I think, the show being taped.
Yeah.
It was, that's what, and they say, if you know someone who's experiencing this, they're there to help. It comes from very much a standpoint of this is wrong, report it when it's happening, you know. But then when you watch the show, it kind of is, it's got an interesting sort of almost titillating quality.
Very titillating. And well, I think it's based on the fact that...
Okay.
We don't have a female
sometimes
presence.
When you punctuate, it really helps. All right, yes, go
we
ahead.
We don't have a female presence on the show at the moment. Hopefully that'll change in the future.
The pony's close.
But what...
Where's your wife?
She's set up the cameras and then gone back to work.
Okay. All right. I'm just wondering.
So for me, what grooming and what, I guess, coercion has to get done when you're 17 and you got a smoke show teacher saying, let's take a couple of, clapping push-ups and see what happens?
Well, the way this particular, and I want to get to any experiences that or observations you had, or whether you had a teacher you had a crush on, or any of that, or whether you ever saw something that was, you know, untoward.
Like
I saw none of it. I didn't get it. But I will tell you this, that it looks as though she, at the end of the day, and a couple of times she says this, you know, you came to me. You came. Well, she got the kid to do this because of the way she was, you know, she called me by my first name and do that. So
she made overtures. You're right. I mean,
I think what happens is for the truly devious people that groom kids for this, they will set it up where it's the kid's idea. At least that's the way it appears to
almost
be in
like
this particular show.
Almost like a sting operation where you trick someone into stealing something by making it easy to steal.
Yeah, but I don't, and maybe I'm not understanding the letter of the law. Let's talk. No more shtick. Just for a second here. Let's
well, this
be
is
serious.
Serious. I mean, yeah, that's a serious problem. It happens. It's happened a lot.
If you're I know this is wrong because it's a dude. I don't think it's as egregious than if it was a girl. That's just it's a different. Maybe that's sexist of me. That's probably
no.
Wrong.
I think that is a double standard that has existed for a long time. I think you're right.
For him, if it was his idea, that doesn't make it legal. Still, does it?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. And the thing about what happens, though, is that the way she does this and the way she conducts herself, and by the way, I'm talking about a television show, not a real incident right now. I'm talking about the depiction of something going on.
Right.
But she sets it up where he is smitten with her and he is obsessed with her. And then she just puts herself in these situations and then... It's finally consummated. Mm-hmm. And the thing that was great about the television show, and this is a spoiler alert. If you don't want a spoiler alert, then don't, is that you see, especially for him, what he went through and how long it took him to free himself of this. Now, when I'm talking about that, I am talking about the way people perceive him. All the guys that he goes to college and they're all elbowing and say, hey, tell us what it was like. Tell, because they become notorious because of the internet age and online and all that. At the same time, she faces the consequences. And hers are much more immediate and, you know, legal. Yeah.
No
she
more summers off.
She goes to the That's, you know, that's what she does. Getting back to the whole premise, I think when you have a situation like this, you're talking about the same thing that you would get in the Me Too movement with the people in positions of power. And you might think it's an extreme leap from a teacher-student situation to Harvey Weinstein, but I don't necessarily think it is. You are talking about someone who is utilizing their position of influence and power to pursue a sexual relationship with someone.
I agree with you.
Okay.
But does it highlight that? Or are you just saying grooming overall happens in different places all the time?
I think that it happens in places all the time. Yeah, and I think that people that want to do that, you know, you see it. I think when you are talking about a student that's 18, 17 or 18, and you're talking about a teacher that's in her early 20s, which can happen, that's it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that they're that close in age. What matters is she is the teacher. And that is where the position of power comes into play. And by the way, as somebody who's been one of the guys about this, with Mary Kay Letourneau, when I was a young idiot shock jock, and we're all going, man, how'd you like to be that kid? Elbow, elbow, elbow. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? At the end of the day, these kids, it might be that special moment, but then you realize it messes the kid up for life.
Life, yeah.
And messes them up in this particular, and they emphasize this. Now, you might be tough-minded, and you can move by this, but I think it's a trauma. It is a trauma for if this gets out. So getting back, and this is the whole reason I wanted to talk about this. Have either one of you either known of someone or been around a teacher, or were there teachers that, because I'm looking back, I'm thinking back to high school, and I just don't have a memory of a teacher that was in that situation. Maybe it's because they were older, and maybe they weren't that, you know, hotties that
was it
were
harder
teaching
when
me.
When the school was just the one room?
Yeah.
I'll meet, we you, have to, meet you behind the fire. We do have to take a break. Break.
But what is our running time now? Just to
we're
let
exactly
me know.
On time for a break. 41 minutes.
Right, it's 40 is 33.
I have right, top of my head two.
And I have one as well.
Okay, two. Very good.
Maybe
that's
three.
Exciting. We'll take a break, and we'll do news a little later in the show.
Cool.
We'll come back, wrap this up, and do the thing, and Charlie, his nipple will grow back. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, and don't forget, we've got a fabulous bonus show
great one.
Coming up this Friday. Don't you dare miss it. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Z wants candy.
Hey, there she is.
Shannon.
Thanks, Pete.
I'll have to snack.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, if they're sour, Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds, Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Bit-O-Money. I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Thank you, Twitch. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad to have you along on the fabulous Thursday get-together. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our good friends at Freshly.
Yum. Mm.
Getting everything you need to cook dinner can be complicated, but with Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store, Rob Spiewak.
You know that we are now all together at Podville Media here in downtown D.C. We have a gleaming, beautiful, brand new refrigerator in the kitchen. And every time I open it, I see stacks and stacks of Freshly's because Oscar and Shannon live on them.
I'm proof that Freshly can keep you alive and healthy, even through a pandemic.
That's right. He lives to tell about it.
Ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals, and the variety will astonish you. Freshly can work for any dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. And now our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal. So start living life freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutos. Oscar loves Freshly. You will too. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now, and for a limited time, get $40 off your first two orders. I believe I just said that, Rob. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more. All I want you to do is take a look at it. It might be the right way to do it, but I'm not sure. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're talking about teacher relationships with students. I really racked my brain. I was trying. The only crush I may have had was in fifth grade. She was a completely legitimate teacher. There was nothing going on. I would say that my experience would probably be that once you got to college, the lines were a little more blurred.
Yeah.
As far as I was concerned, where, you know, you'd go to a teacher's house and the teacher, I had one particular teacher, big guy, big hairy guy.
Donald Sutherland, like from the Animal House.
Well, he had a bunch of students over, and they were, you know, men and women and girls and boys from his class. And he was a cool dude. Mm-hmm. And we drank wine and had some laughs. But, well, maybe I did leave a little early. I don't know.
You don't know how the evening ended?
I don't know what happened. Yeah. Anywho,
I don't think even at the college or elementary level, I was in a fourth and fifth grade mixed class where fourth and fifth graders in the same classroom.
Right.
And our teacher, there was 3 or 4 kids in our class. And this would have to be like 1980, 79 or 80. Computers just weren't around anymore or yet. And they had like 3 or 4 kids in our class that had home computers. And she organized a get together for the entire class at her house where we could go and see how a computer worked and like actually use a computer. But then we were also playing in the yard and all this stuff. And I got to thinking, you could never do that nowadays. Have an entire class over to an elementary. So, I mean, that was not an eternity ago, but it was long enough ago that things were absolutely different. So, yeah. I mean, I can't imagine that happening. I knew a guy that I worked with in college radio that one of his favorite things to do was brag that he had sex with one of his professors.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to brag about that? Is he a bad guy for doing that?
Well, the way he
God kinda, bless him.
He kind of
did you know? Did you know the professor?
No, I knew of her, but she.
Did you know of her? Like, did you see her?
I've seen her. Yeah, absolutely around campus.
Okay, so what?
Why do you sound disgusted by it?
Well, no,
you don't kiss and tell.
If I had something to tell,
you're jealous.
No, I probably was maybe a little jealous, but you know, you asked for examples of it happening, and that was.
Was the professor close in age, do you think?
She was a younger professor.
Okay.
And so they were not that far apart in age. But he never, and I always just, it troubled me.
What did she look like, Rob? That's what we're looking for here.
Can you give us some detail?
She was Asian and very attractive. Very, very attractive. She taught in the communications department. I'll go no further than that.
Like Lucy Liu attractive?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's nice.
Yeah, so. But every time.
So, does that diminish the taboo when it's a college professor?
I think it's. I was not shocked when I found out, mind you, at WVU, nowhere else, because they make their own rules.
Turn off your phone, Robert.
I was not shocked that I would say every semester I'd find out that someone was dating the guy professor. Like one of the students was eventually, because I'd see him out at Bent Willie's and they were all hammered. And I was like, oh, I can't believe
Bent Willie's.
Yeah, actually at WVU, that was good for 3 credits.
So at least for the 3 years I was there, 5 to 6 different TAs or students were dating the teachers.
There was another teacher that I had at at Madison that he was a Madison graduate. So he graduated, went to college and came back like 5 years later and began teaching there. So he was still relatively close to high school age, but for many years, he always happened to end up at Beach Week. He would always go down there and hang with the kids at Beach Week. even
maybe
when he
as
was a teacher.
Chaperone.
Not so, as a
so
chaperone.
So let me, all right, hold on a second. Now, hold on. Now we're going to explore this a little bit.
That's
so
crazy.
You're talking about when, is this one of your contemporaries or?
No, he taught me like one of his first or second years. So
okay, so how old would he have been when you were, so he taught you in high school?
Yeah, so he was, when I was 17, he was probably 23 or 4.
That would okay, just, well, so there's the, there's kind of like, you know, fall into the danger zone.
Exactly, exactly.
And he'd go to Beach Week.
Every year.
Like, not as a chaperone.
No, just show up.
Was he in shape?
He was, I mean, for a high school teacher in the late 80s, he was probably okay.
We had.
Okay, so are you aware of his presence at Beach Week?
Oh, I didn't go to Beach Week. I was too much of a nerd. I just heard about
this poor guy.
You didn't go to Beach Week? Yeah.
No, I had a job. I had to work.
You didn't have friends?
No, I had friends. How dare you?
Well, at least one friend would have dragged you along. Like, I wonder what they're doing over there.
Poor Rob. Sometimes I feel bad.
What a sad life. I'm so sorry.
I mean, that, you know, a Beach
childhood.
Week is like.
I've done rather well. I've done okay.
I don't think you have.
Even I went to
our
beach
scary,
trip.
But your entire, you know, I guess, formative years seemed boring and bland.
I had back knees, so I didn't go to, I didn't like going to the beach, but even I would put on a t-shirt and go down to the beach.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in shape to go to Beach Week. I had a high school teacher. He was a smoke show, like a guy. Like, I remember all the girls being like, I can't believe.
Coach Cleats?
So-and-so. No, he taught chemistry. And he.
Mr. Vargas.
He was.
More like Mr. Cosby. Like,
he was a lifeguard in the summers at the ocean, so he was in shape.
Right, down the ocean?
And
this
then,
is a high school teacher.
He was a high school teacher, and all the girls were just nuts. I remember people were transferring into his class, and I happened to be in the class. I'm like, this
lucky
is
lucky you didn't have to transfer. You were already there.
Hold on a second. Girls were transferring into the class?
Into the class, because they wanted to be taught by this gentleman.
Was there ever any evidence that he may have abused his power? But he probably didn't have to, because when he's out there in his own age group, he's probably doing very well too, right?
He doesn't have to go to jail over it. It's being thrown at him.
That's right.
It's being thrown at him, but that can be problematic.
I remember one of the girls said, have you thought about auditioning for the Solo Flex commercial?
In class,
said
that to him.
And
really?
He blushed. He's like, why would you think? I was like, you're so fit, Mr. And then I was like, oh,
Mr. Vargas?
Here we go.
You got a six pack, Mr. Vargas.
But none. I didn't have any. And I know there are people out there.
I had a woodshop teacher that's in jail now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I had one too. It was a woodshop teacher.
Well, hold on. What? You both had woodshop teachers
this is not funny.
This was a way underage one.
This is eighth grade.
I'd forgotten about
this. Is a pedophile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, eighth grade.
Okay.
And I remember he would flirt with the girls. And even in eighth grade, you're like, well, that's weird.
No, that's not
right?
cool.
And
not cool at all.
Because he would have them sit on his lap. He'd be like, come and sit on my lap.
Oh
man. No.
Okay.
And I'm just sanding my catapult. You know, trying to make that in woodshop.
Is that code?
No, it's no code.
Okay.
And I was like, that's weird. Shouldn't she be making her catapult? And then, next thing you know, a year later, in jail.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I had several drama teachers through high school, and there was one who was notorious, although I never experienced it, that some, I would say, the better looking actors, she would do the measurements for costumes and would do...
inseam?
Yeah, very, very, very precise on the inseam.
High and tight.
But really, I mean, was it something you guys did you really think she's touching people's balls?
Did you stay away from her too?
I so truly believed it because I'm one of the guys I'm a very good friend with. He wouldn't have lied.
Well, weren't you in drama? Didn't you have to get measured?
Yeah, but I was wearing a skirt, Oscar, because I was so unfortunate.
I'm just asking.
No, he
always wore the fat person pants.
Yeah, mine was more about the waist than the inside.
Rob's drama would be, Rob, let me see if I've got this right. If you're in drama, you would play, let's see, you would always play the parent in any play,
I
right?
Did
you would
play, never I play did the. Play, I did play a parent, yes.
Right? You always play the parent or the clown or
well,
the.
Well, what
right?
I got a lot, we did consecutive years, we did Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, and then we did My Fair Lady. So for a full school year, I was a British guy in a gray suit because I was Pickering. And
what,
I was Major
oh, you
Metcalf.
Were, so you were the sidekick,
sidekick
to
yeah. I played
Higgins.
A lot of sidekicks. Yeah, that's what I did.
Okay.
Second
right.
bananas.
Second banana.
But I
never
got my balls cupped. Okay. That's for the leading
That's
man.
That's brutal.
I really don't think that we have accomplished anything here. I don't think we really
don't
have
think
done
so.
It.
Well, look, I look just, out much growing. Has been accomplished.
I don't think so. Look, it's not cool, and it's interesting, but I don't know what to say. We have failed miserably in solving this problem, so we will simply move on to...
I'll offer more after episode 3, Mike.
We will move on to the homepage next.
Hello, this is Al Pacino, and I love talking to you. Hoo-ah! Do you like to talk? Maybe you want to talk to your favorite hosts. Well, say hello to my little friends. Get ready to get on Zoom and be a TMOS talking head. Just send your info to Rob at MikeOmeraShow.com. Include a phone number! Do it now, before you lose your mind and go crazy, just like me! Because this is something you'll want to remember. I'm Al Pacino, and I'm not sure where I am. Hoo-ah!
The phone number.
Thank you, Al. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com, ladies and gentlemen. Are you still going to the post office and still paying full price for postage? Well, thanks to Stamps.com, you don't have to do that anymore. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. You can send letters, ship packages, and pay less, a lot less, with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer so you can print official U.S. postage anytime for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's simple with Stamps.com. You get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. No wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com just like us. Here's what I want you to do. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with the promo code TMOS, you'll get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale, and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS, Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again, people.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Hey, got to mention hockey, 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 hockey.
Yes.
Tampa Bay, man, that's Hockey Town, USA. They beat Montreal 1-0 last night to win their second Stanley Cup championship in 10 months. I got to hand it to Montreal. They won one, their last game at home, so they gave their fans a little something to celebrate. They won the first games easily, Tampa did, and lost Game 4 in overtime. Then they won Game 5. It's actually their third title since they joined the NHL in 1992. It's interesting when you think Florida and you think Tampa Bay, you just don't think Hockey Town. They've got a franchise and they've got a fan base that is, I've always liked their fan base because they're very chill, and it's kind of cool
and
to watch them.
It's a superior place to Canada.
Yeah, it stop it. They joined the Pittsburgh Penguins as the only back-to-back champs this century. Rookie Ross Colton scored the winning goal, his fourth of the postseason. Goalie Andre Vasilevskiy-Trevor registered a shutout. As for the Canadians, they haven't won the Stanley Cup since 93, and no Canadian team has won it since. So it's still a drought for the true country that loves hockey, Canada.
Do you want to hear the final seconds of the game last night?
I'd love to.
And hear the announcer make something Absolutely. He's been dying to say all season, just like a jerk.
Down to 15 seconds. Puck pinned to the corner to the right of Vasilevskiy. Comes out in front.
Vasilevskiy. Is that a full room? I didn't see the video highlights, so I didn't know if it was a full room or not. But it sounds like it was, or it was that faked piped-in cheer.
I think it was. I mean, it's Florida, so they probably had people
sitting up. It's the Stanley Cup Finals.
But also,
yeah. fans there.
He was so excited to say, "Lightning strikes twice! Duh!"
He was excited. Okay, this is a concern for anybody that likes sports. The Tokyo Olympics are slated to begin in just 2 weeks. You've seen the promos. What's weird about the
Are
way
you ready,
they promo...
Oscar?
Oh, I'm not ready. I'm going to pull a hammy.
What's weird about the way they promoted so heavily, so far in advance, that by the time we get to it, the Olympics are coming? Well, the latest news out of Japan is concerning. The country declared a state of emergency in Tokyo yesterday amid a rise in coronavirus infections. According to Reuters, Japan is now considering banning all spectators from the Olympics. The country previously banned foreign spectators due to COVID concerns. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said last week that he would decide on new measures to stop the spread. Those measures are expected to determine whether spectators can go to the Olympics. Tokyo reported 920 new coronavirus cases on Wednesday, the highest since May 13th. That is concerning. Only a quarter of Japan's population has received at least one dose of COVID. I am surprised by that. You know, I don't want to be all heavy on it, but I'm getting really frustrated with the lack of vaccinations among people that can get it.
I know.
And can get it easily. It's really pissing me off.
In the district, they're handing them out in ice cream trucks. You go for ice cream and vaccines.
Bulletproof.
Yeah, go on.
If you're in your 20s or teens.
It's so bad over there, Mike. Pony has canceled his trip again.
Yep. Not going.
I can't bring my meds.
Can't bring my Moderna.
So I hate to be all sports laden, but this just interested me. So for the golfers out there, just humor me for a second. Remember the viral video? Brooks Koepka's being interviewed.
Yes.
And Bryson DeChambeau walks in back of him, and he rolls his eyes and goes, that's BS. Well, they said there have been a few theories that he had metal spikes on, and Brooks didn't like that. But listen to this. It says that his caddy, DeChambeau's caddy, Tim Tucker, recently announced that they are going to take some time apart. Ian Rappaport, you've interviewed him. I've interviewed him. He's a very, very credible reporter. He's from the NFL Network. He found out some information about that split and shared it during an appearance on the Pat McAfee show this week. According to Rappaport, DeChambeau and Tucker have long been at odds. Other players, this is the important part, on the PGA Tour, supposedly do not appreciate the way DeChambeau treats Tucker. I have seen DeChambeau at a silly season event down here in Florida. I've been next to him, as close as I am to this camera, and I will tell you that I've observed what a kind of prick he is to his caddy.
Wow.
It doesn't look fun. And this, by the way, this is one where Bubba Watson was coming up there cutting jokes, and his caddy and he were laughing, and they were, you know, it was not a regular tour event, but DeChambeau was this heavy guy. So getting back to the other players on the tour do not appreciate the way he treats Tucker, and Koepka's famous eye rolling may have been evidence of that. Now, I don't know if this is Camp Brooks Koepka or whether this is true.
But it seems to make sense. I mean,
Rappaport says Koepka reacted the way he did during that Golf Channel interview because he heard DeChambeau scolding Tucker. That's Rappaport's story. So who knows?
We all know of friends and colleagues, especially prior to the pandemic, that you're like, I can't believe he talks to his employees that way. And then you're like, Mike's not so bad. You know, we always like back him up.
He was working out.
That's why the one time Oscar was doing an interview when we were all in the same studio together, and I walked by him back of him yelling at you, Rob, and Oscar rolled his eyes and said, God, what a jerk.
Yeah.
Can't believe that.
Should have gone to Beach Week, you ass.
Pony, have you saved the tapes of me like raving out ever? Have you? Do you have me on tape anywhere? Because I'm sure it's possible.
Oh no, not at all, Mike.
Wink, wink.
That was a trick that was used by another WJFK employee that I know about. Yeah.
Jesus. Look, we since Alex Trebek passed, we've been slamming Jeopardy, and Twitter went into a rage Tuesday night over what viewers are calling the quote easiest final Jeopardy question ever. The category was colleges and universities, and the clue was, in 2019, this public university attempted to trademark the word "the" for use on clothing and hats. Would anyone like to answer that? My two Jeopardy finalists?
Geez.
It would be the Ohio University, right?
No, I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh.
The.
Oscar, would you like to try?
You see?
Miami.
That is incorrect. Pony, would you like to weigh in?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, I've got it, Mike. How about this? Was it for
theater
arts?
No. It was the Ohio State University.
Oh, damn.
It wasn't a very challenging question. This was a huge national news story just a few years ago that they tried to trademark it. It got people on Twitter wondering if the show is even trying anymore. That's why I put this in there.
I think they're trying.
I don't know. I think they. I think they're phoning it in.
You can't trademark the.
Well, they tried to because it's the. You hear anytime you see the lineman on an NFL.
They say
Don't the Ohio University, not Ohio University. There's another Ohio University.
Miami of Ohio. So.
Yes.
Miami. Thank you.
I'm not.
Welcome to sports news.
Athens, Ohio.
I was
Ohio
fired by a sports station.
Let's get back to fireworks. Police are searching for a man. I watched this video. He set off fireworks in a bathroom at a public park in Naples, Florida. Just a stone's throw from where I am here. There we are. The suspect was caught on surveillance camera.
Yes.
I watched this. It was so dumb. He goes into a men's restroom. It does not appear that there's anyone there at all. It's Seagate Park. That's what the place is called. He goes in there
named after
midnight,
my wife.
A little after Monday, the man is then seen running out the door before sparks appear around the doorway. Police said the blast caused damage to a urinal. I saw that picture too. It blew the urinal off the wall.
It's got to be hammered, right? It's got to be hammered.
I think he's totally hammered there.
Poor Charlie.
Oh, my nipple.
Oh, Charlie.
And now a little something something.
Sorry.
Thank you. I didn't know this is true. The new trend for men this summer is, wait for it, short shorts.
Hey!
I have some short shorts.
Short shorts are becoming more popular for men. The trend has come from athletics like basketball and can also be seen on the fashion runways. So it's happening. This summer, if you see guys with really short shorts, know that they are simply being trendy.
I see that around town. I don't feel comfortable in them. It's too much thigh.
Yeah.
Well, I do. This is a kicker, so don't steal my thunder here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I will continue to wear my golf shirts. Let me start again.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Short shorts are trendy, Mike.
Know that they are simply being trendy.
Right.
Meanwhile, I will continue to wear golf shorts. Rob will still be supporting.
Mike, I understand short shorts on men are very trendy, David.
It's going to be very trendy. Meanwhile, I will continue to wear golf shorts. Rob will still be sporting his cargos and Birkenstocks. And Oscar will still be wearing a variety of leggings from Lululemon. Thank you very much. That's what I was trying to get to, but what the hell?
Well worth it.
We will take a break and come back. Is it time for your thing?
Yeah, it's Mike. The last time I wore short shorts, you couldn't see them. Yes, it's time for the double D.
Short break, digital dumpster coming up next on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Luke Bryan.
Hi, America, this is Luke Bryan, and I won't be satisfied till I get every one of your redneck dollars in my wallet.
I'm here with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and he wears
didn't
real
I blow that up?
No.
This is going to work, bro. I mean, this is going to be good. Right?
I make
but you
my
can.
Own beer. It tastes like
take it from country music doofus Luke Bryan.
Hi, this is Luke Bryan.
Oh, never shame for that.
From shiny
I like when he's really as a doofus.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Well, then.
I'm sorry. It's just trying to.
We're going to put it in the dead flavor file.
Are you playing Photograph for Ringo's birthday? Is that what you're doing?
He had a birthday yesterday, but that's just
81
came up in
yesterday,
the rotation.
Right?
Yeah, he looks horrible.
But no, I don't think he looks horrible.
Oh, he needs to keep his hair short. Don't grow out that. Don't do Paul. Don't grow out your hair and dye it. You're not fooling anyone, Richard.
When it comes to, welcome back to the show. When it comes to how couples sleep, one of the largest factors is sleep temperature.
Yes.
In fact, 83% of couples report one or both partners sleep either too hot or too cold. I don't know what happened there. Sleep number experts recommend 65 to 67 degrees for optimal sleep. The body is happiest when it's in a state of being thermally neutral. This means it, by the way, I had program directors throughout my career who I was always describing as thermally neutral. This means it doesn't need to release heat via sweating, the body I'm talking about, or create warmth via shivering. It's the sweet spot for sleep in that temperature zone. And Sleep Number is pretty sweet too, because quality sleep helps us recover faster from exercise, injuries, and illnesses. Furthermore, Deep sleep decreases anxiety overnight by reorganizing connections in the brain, and REM sleep is essential for many of the brain's cognitive and emotional functions. And since most of it happens during the second half of the night, it's important to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. That's why I love Sleep Number. It's why I sleep on it every single night. Here's a fact. People who get enough quality sleep have more energy, better muscle mass, and improved muscle memory. So get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. Remember, a great, great sleep starts the night before. A great day the day after. That's what I was trying to say. My Sleep Number setting is now a 65, and so is Carla's. We're tied. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Check out the special offers for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. That's sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Let's see what dead person is in the dumpster now.
I wonder who it is.
This is Dennis Farina, Bono Campagnano. Take care, pal.
You know what the problem is with that sound and
the
sound? You can't hear the person because you only play the person when the really loud door shutting. So let's try.
Yeah,
we're going to do it again.
Close it, Mike. Would you, please?
I'm going to close it right now. All right, it's going to close.
Thank you. All right, now if you would please open the digital dumpster.
Let's do this. Since we f*** it up every single day, let's do it this way. How about the person, let's see who we can let out. Let's see the dead person we can let out of the dumpster.
Okay.
So that the dead person will speak on his own. All right?
Well, I can't, because the dumpster will open and then they'll speak. Because if the dumpster's shut, how would we hear them? So we need to open and then
introduce
them. I
just said we will open it. And
okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
So let me ask this. When you're opening the digital dumpster.
Yes.
And then when you're closing the digital dumpster, you have the same sound. So if you are indicating that your sound that you created for the digital dumpster is the sound of a dumpster opening up and banging on the back, then technically, when I'm ending the digital dumpster, I'm opening it again with the same exact sound.
Is it
always incorrect.
Open is what you're saying?
No, that's incorrect. The sound of it opening, it hits the back of the dumpster. And when it closes, it hits the dumpster opening. So although the sounds are similar, it's two different things.
There is a time lock that I know after 9 p.m. so people just don't dump in the city.
Yeah.
So we have to time lock it until the morning.
I was thinking that if we open the dumpster, you've answered that question. So the sound of it opening and closing is the same.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
And on Tuesdays and Thursdays is when they come and pick up the dumpster for any residue.
And the grease.
So I think that once it's opened and you hear the dun, 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 and I can set it up by saying, okay, we're going to open up the digital dumpster right now, and we're going to see who's the dead person down there.
This is Dennis Farina, Bono Campagnano. Take care, pal.
Better bit.
It is a better bit. And you know what?
Just had to work that. My listeners,
organic.
I'm so sorry that I had to figure that out
so much better.
While we're doing the show, but that was a particularly... See, Dennis Farina, I didn't even hear it was Dennis Farina.
Yeah, would you like to hear him one more time?
Yeah, please. Play him again.
This is Dennis Farina, Bono Campagnano. Take care, pal.
And he's not alone.
Hi, I'm Larry King. Do you spend your days rushing to the nearest bathroom?
Larry's been in there a long time. He's actually got he's got some chow mein in his ear.
Because that's very good.
Dumped
Thank
some
you.
Chinese food. Okay.
Oh, let's go.
Nick Cannon is very proud, and I think we should send him congratulations. As a matter of fact, Dennis Farina can congratulate
this
him.
This is Dennis Farina, Bono Campagnano. Take care, pal.
He's had 4 kids with 3 women in the last 12 months.
Isn't that nice?
That is very nice. And he was talking to a rapper called...
Way to go. Don't pull out, Nick.
Well, his name is Cannon. And so he was talking to a rapper named JT, and she asked him about it. And you know what? He explains that he's very, very happy.
Real advice now.
I mean, just stay true to yourself and wrap it up.
Like hurry up and wrap it up.
No,
like,
wrap it up and
protect yourself.
Wrap it up and protect yourself. Like
I'm having these kids on purpose.
That's what I'm saying.
No accident. Trust me, there's a lot of people I could have got pregnant that I didn't.
Okay. But just have fun. Continue
the ones
to have fun.
That got pregnant, the ones that was supposed to get pregnant.
Okay. I say YOLO.
There it is.
Hey, I like that. Is that a lady doing a radio show or podcast that's giving him crap about it?
She is a podcasting rapper, I believe. Mm-hmm. Is she? Is her name?
That's
is
good.
JT.
She's giving it to him. She's giving. He's like, duh.
You can't be a father to all of them.
Yeah, he can't be.
No.
And she's giving him
or
crap, and legitimately so about that.
Anyone?
I'm all for that rapper. What is the name of the rapper again?
JT.
I want to give her
JT.
Yes. I like you. Thank you for doing that. That was as the father of two daughters. I am mad respect for you on that.
And not to be confused with Justin Timberlake. That
No,
Justin Timberlake.
Mike, anyone can be a father. But it takes someone special to be a dad.
Well, but listen to this. When he responds,
gross.
You hear him say, it's not like I didn't. Yeah, you didn't.
Of
you
course
didn't
not.
Care.
No.
You didn't care at all when you
Nobody
were doing
wants
that.
To pay more child support. Why would you
exactly.
want to do that?
There's a legendary right. story of a radio yes, guy that to, that legally. Mirrors. When a radio guy was caught doing something very stupid, he just said, I did it on purpose.
Okay, very good.
Just
very
saying.
Good.
A lot of children.
Okay, there's a band called Drowning Pool. I'm sure Oscar.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah, and they have a wonderful song called Bodies Hit the Floor, and it's kind of a late night at a club type song.
Oh,
driving bass and all that stuff.
This is. And let me be clear here. This is
a dark song.
2000, 2001. You're doing nights on WHFS, and some goth kid calls up and says, I need Drowning Pool, Bodies Hit the Floor. And you're like, sure, coming right up, because it's on high rotation.
Yeah, but you know what you should have done? You should have played it as a kid's song. So, Mike,
oh, no.
If it was made like as a kid's song, it'd sound like this.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
I know the real song.
It's just, that was great. Care,
I like that. All right, Oscar, do you have a valuable video game?
Oh, yeah.
Today is video game day, Mike, so you may want to do some gaming today if you want to. A guy was at a Texas Goodwill store, and he was going through a box. Someone dropped off some Atari cartridges. And remember, they all pretty much looked alike.
Yes.
But it was a game. It looked different. It was called Air Raid, and he pulled it out. It turned out only 13 of them exist.
Oh.
It's worth $10,000.
Oh. They caught my attention because it didn't look like any of the other games. All the other games are usually black, and they have a sticker with the title
this
on
guy's
it.
Dumb.
Why
and
does it have to be a guy like
a title
this?
On it.
Mike, be fair. He works at a Goodwill store.
This guy's dumb.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
He's
I'm
not
sorry.
At the top
yes.
of his class. All
right? Okay. No, but I mean, no. He's doing good work if he's working at Goodwill, right?
Yeah.
They don't get paid.
I've been
they
to the Goodwill paid. Manassas. They well, don't look like they're doing good work.
I think the employees get paid. There's volunteers that I think assist, but there's got to be a core that gets some
hands-on
salary.
So did the kid that was an employee get to keep it?
I think he sold it to himself is what happened.
Yeah. And it was blue and had a handle, so... It's a little different.
And they asked who donated it.
This is Dennis Farina, Bono Compliano.
Wouldn't that go to Goodwill, though? The money would go to Goodwill.
I don't know the result. I think that he discovered it, so maybe they sold it and donated it to Goodwill.
Who knows?
Who knows? But anyway, if there's only 13 of them, I just know I have to have my paddle for that game. It's not a joystick
game. So I have the original Atari. I brought that in.
The 2600?
Yes. And then I brought into the work here, just because we're using a set pieces. And I have an original Sega Genesis and Nintendo, and I was like, I know that this is worth something, and I went online excited about eBay and just selling everything, and then I realized, oh my God, they made 10 million of these. It's only worth $20, not even worth packing up and sending.
You know, you think when people they think that Elvis records are going to be very collectible,
yeah.
but they're not because their initial pressings were like 100,000. They're not rare, so I mean, Elvis records are send them all to me. That way,
it's luck.
Worthless.
It's blind luck.
It
yes,
is. It is. Mike, this is also the 40th anniversary of one of my favorite albums of the 80s, "Beauty and the Beat" by the Go-Go's. It was their debut album. Great album to this day. And
yeah,
I'm sure,
it is a good album.
And I remember. I'm sure you remember the cover. They have cold cream on their faces and they're wrapped in towels, right?
Yeah, they're like doing a girls' night out,
exactly.
and they're just all got their beauty
they
stuff
just
on
have
and
fun.
Doing that.
Do you want to
yep.
know how little budget they were given by A&M Records? I think they were with IRS then. For that shoot, listen to this story.
I think actually it was my idea for the face masks and towels to sort of be timeless and incognito. I thought fabulous graphically. I thought, oh, that could be really brilliant.
Once again, we had no money. So Ginger went to Macy's and bought all those towels.
She returned those towels to Macy's afterwards.
I couldn't invest in all these brand new fluffy white expensive towels. We couldn't afford those.
So they returned the towels after the photo shoot.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Here's one for your son, Mike. A guy in Great Britain owns a 15-ton British tank. And he has it painted very nicely. And people started asking him if they could like borrow it for prom and stuff like that because it's fully functional. So now this man is renting it out. He's using it as a taxi.
I've actually had a few people, postmen, neighbors, clients, asking can they take their kids to the prom in it. So I've looked into that. We set up Tank Taxi as a website to do so.
So you can go to Tank Taxi and drive around Great Britain.
Technically, it's not. I read this story. It's technically not a tank.
No, it's an armored vehicle of sorts.
It's more an armored vehicle, but mine. Mm-hmm. I gotta throw another plug this guy's way, because if you're in Dubois or Dubois, you know what? Drive through Pennsylvania and it F's up any French pronunciation because there's a town called Dubois.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Didn't they change Dubois to Dubois in a lot of Americanized towns around the country? This is in, is it Wyoming or Montana? It's Wyoming.
Okay.
I believe it's Dubois one, and it is the Military Vehicle Museum. If you are somehow, if you're even slightly interested in military history and hardware, and you want to see where everything is, this collection is amazing. Go check it out. You'll see more tanks than you've ever seen.
You remind me, when you talk about Dubois, there's a joke in The Producers where he's yelling for Jacques Lapidou. Jacques Lapidou. He says, I'm Jack Lapidus.
Jack Lapinus, Americanized. That's the way it's done.
There's a bird I had never heard of it called a shoe-billed stork. It's a water bird.
Don't know.
But it has a characteristic of opening and closing its beak really fast.
Yeah.
Imagine this, if you heard this and you had PTSD, you would not want this stork around. That's not from the Charlie bit.
What is that's the bird?
Yes, he's opening and closing his beak.
Send it back.
Yes.
Sounds like this. Look, I got this picture of my
son
in front of the tank.
So sweet.
A piece of artillery. That guy's got all that stuff all over the museum. Very cool.
And we close with this. We talked about people that are having the opportunity to get vaccinated and choosing not to. So there's incentives out there. There's an IT company called Leidos, I think it is.
Yes.
Leidos. And its a CEO is named Roger Krone, and he wants all of his employees to be vaccinated.
At Leidos, we're encouraging our employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19. To help make this possible, today we're launching an exciting initiative for our U.S.-based team. The Leidos $1 million Move the Needle sweepstakes. 10 lucky employees will win a year's salary. That means we're giving away at least $1 million in total.
And he's also going to give you $80 if you remember to wear your retainer.
I thought they didn't cut corners.
No, that's Leidos.
Oh, sorry.
That's pizza, not technology.
I swear, I'm one show away from doing 20 minutes on it. I'm just so frustrated with this, you know, with what, 49%
of shot.
48% of people. Hey, we're going to bribe you so you don't want to, you know, and then the people die. I'm so sad. I wish he'd known. Oh, I'm so sad. Yeah, F you.
Hold out. Sorry. The good offers are coming next week. There's no hurry. Anyway, that's your digital dumpster.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak. Appreciate that. We appreciate you listening. Each and every day, there goes the dumpster right there. That's closing as well as opening.
Yes, we found that out today.
Yes. And well, let me open it one more time to see if Dennis Farina is still in there. Okay, I'm just going to see what's open. We're going to get a clack against the door, and there it is. And now
this
check
is Dennis
it out.
Farina, buon accompagnato.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And I believe he's saying happy birthday.
That's wonderful. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll see you next time with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
If you like to eat, we are to have an taco night. Goodbye.
Oh, good for you.
What do I do?